Welcome to Get Booked and Paid to Speak. I'm real excited to give you real information today. So what is it? How do you actually get booked? So let's talk about that. The world of speaking has changed. A lot of times people want to go and do things that was important 20 years ago. But since really 2010, the speaking world has changed so drastically, and a lot of it is because of the internet. So as I started connecting with the incredible event planners and finding out what their actual needs are and what they're looking for in speakers and who they actually booked was eye-opening. So here's what I found. If you're looking for a keynote, you've got to be the expert or the celebrity that they're looking for. If no one has ever heard of you, it is very difficult to get a keynote spot. If you've never done anything, or someone has not heard of you because they didn't hear you speak, it is hard to get a keynote spot. What is a keynote? That is the main speaker that's usually in front of the and addresses the entire audience at an event. And nowadays, and we'll be talking about this in just a minute, it's usually the only person who's getting paid to speak. Now, a lot of people really covet the keynote spots. They're like, I want to be a keynote speaker. I want to be a motivational, inspirational speaker. That's great, but nowadays, people expect you to also train. You got to teach them something. It can't purely be motivational or inspirational. Again, it all depends on the actual event, but I'm talking in general. Now, what about the rest? Because in a normal conference, you have one, maybe two keynote spots, depending on how many days it is. But then you may have 50 to 100 workshops. That's a lot of speakers. So because there's so many opportunities for workshop speakers, panelists, things like that, that's really where the bulk of the speaking comes into play. Makes sense, right? Now, there's not usually a paid spot for those positions. And again, we'll talk about that in a minute. Right now, we're going to talk about how do you get booked for those positions. So they're looking for specific things when you apply. So almost every event has a form for you to fill out. It's a pretty easy form. I suggest having a Word doc that you have all your titles, descriptions, all your links to all your social media, your website, your bio, all on the one Word doc page. That way you can quickly adjust it for the opportunity and copy and paste. So that way, filling out the forms doesn't take you 30 minutes. It'll take you 5, 10 at the most. So in a workshop speaker, the event planners are looking for a couple different things. Obviously, is your subject matter something that their people would want to hear? I mean, that's a given. The other is when you start to see who you are, so they're comparing all of the subject matters. That's number one. Does your subject matter, you know, work for them? So they put all of those people in one bucket and they throw away the rest. Then they go look at who are you? Now, used to, it would be a speaker sheet, a one sheet. But that was not in the days of the internet. That's the only way they had any information about that person was that and maybe a book. Now, with the internet so readily available and Google, guess what they do? They Google you, even if you give them your website. Yes, they may actually go and just check out your website real quick. And they may even watch a sizzle reel real quick. But those are not going to be the things that get you booked. Why? Because they understand that you have polished up your website, you have polished up that sizzle reel so much that of course you're going to look good. They want authenticity. They want real. They want to see, what are you actually going to sound like in front of my group? So they want to see reality. Where do they find reality? Social media. So they're going to check out your social media. That's why they always ask for the main four: Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. Sometimes if it's like a woman's event, it may be Instagram. Rarely is it Pinterest. Rarely is it anything else. Those are the main ones. Now, when they go there, they want to see, what are you saying? Are you crazy? So you have to look at, well, what are you posting? Because that's one of the biggest things, is they don't want to bring in somebody that's going to be, saying something on stage or in front of their group that may offend people or just get them upset or riled up. Another thing is, how many people are following you? If you have 200 people, to them, that means that people really don't want to hear your message. And they want to see a lot of people following you, because that to them means that your message is relevant and people really want to know who you are. Another is there any promotion going on when you're out speaking? So are you talking about speaking on your social media? It should have you speaking quite often, because they want to bring in speakers who speak. So are you promoting the places you're speaking? Because that's another part, is they really love when you help promote their event. It's pretty rare when they're like, oh no, this is a closed group. We don't want anybody outside coming in. Most of the time they're like, yeah, we definitely want more vendors and attendees, and right? So it's important to show them that you're promoting other people's events that you're speaking in. The other section is, are you doing Facebook Lives, YouTube? Because that way they can actually see you performing, speaking. So when they start to watch your videos, make sure they're not polished, beautiful. That's the brilliance of Facebook Lives. That's the brilliance of YouTube. It shows reality most of the time. The more polished it is, the more they're worried about, what are you hiding? Not how professional you are. What are you not saying? What are you cutting out? Now, of course, I am talking generally. So there will be occasions where that's really what they're looking for, is that super polished, maybe it's especially in the university realm. A lot of times they do want those polished, incredible speakers. But in most cases, they just want to know, what do you know, and can you help their people? Are you going to give great training, or is it going to be fluff the whole time? Okay. So that's how you really get booked. Now, of course, you've got to find the speaking opportunities. That's why I created the Public Speaker Association, right? Is to constantly send out speaking opportunities. So let's talk a little bit about, how do you get paid? So since 2008, 2010, really the speaking world took a big change, because everything changed. A lot of times, a lot of events that normally happened every year couldn't afford suddenly, because they didn't have the budget anymore to make it happen. So then they were like, well, how do we make it more affordable to put on these events? And then myself and my friends stood up and were like, don't pay us. Let us sell something at the back of the room. So for a while, they did let people sell at the back of the room, because then it was kind of a justification for bringing you in. But what they found is, once they opened it up to people who would speak for no pay, they had a floodgate of speakers. With a paid spot, there's an expectation. And this is why I'm not a fan of the keynotes. You go in and you are being paid for your presentation, so your hour presentation. And then you've got to leave. Yeah, you might be able to negotiate, you know, selling your book. Sometimes that works. But at the end of the day, you do not get the connection to that audience. You do not get to develop a long-term relationship unless they reached out to you, but that's pretty rare. What you want to do is you want to take that audience and you want to bring them into your world. That's the brilliance of workshops. Because you took those 1,000 people coming to that conference and you divided it into 100 people who come into your workshop room. You just filtered the audience down to exactly your target market who's interested in what you have to say. It's the best filtration system ever. So then when you speak, nowadays you cannot pitch. You can mention your company, but you cannot offer anything. So you're like, well, how do I pay for that opportunity to go take, you know, go to this event? You know, because usually it's between $500 and $1,500 if you're having to fly someplace or even drive and stay someplace. So how do you overcome that delta, right, of how much it costs you? You've got to make money at this. So what you do is you do some type of what's called lead generation, where you're gathering up their contact information, following up afterwards. Now, my favorite is to do a contest. Most every event I've ever been to has said yes to letting you do a contest and giving something away for free. A lot of times people just even want your slides. You know, if you're very heavy, you know, lots of data or lots of links and stuff, they love having those slides. Whatever it is, if you give them away something for free, and a contest is great because you're really only having to give it away to one person, but you gathered up all their information, now you can really make an impact. I love doing contests where I actually get them to sign what they're actually interested in what I just covered, or things that they didn't even know I do yet. And then you take all of those contacts back with you and you follow up. So you could turn that workshop into way more money than you would have ever been paid for the keynote. That's why I'm a fan of the workshops. It filters and you can make a lot more money. So that's why we kept doing it that way. And that's pretty much the going, you know, way that most of the speaking opportunities are, even now starting to filter throughout the world. For a long time, the rest of the world wasn't, you know, didn't catch up to what the U.S. was doing. But now you're seeing that more and more. And a lot of times, you know, you got to look at the marketing of it. If you're wanting to do a lot of presenting at associations, you need to have an association under your belt. So you need to take those opportunities, free or whatever you want to call them. I call it investment speaking, so that you can put that in your resume. Oh yeah, I spoke at this association. I spoke at this industry conference. I spoke at this company conference. So that's how you really get booked and you make money at it. And thank you for joining us today. Please go check out the rest of the website. We would love for you to become a member. We love sending out speaking opportunities to associations, corporate industry conferences, TEDx talks, you name it. As we find it, we just send it to you. You will also get a premium membership with Speaker Hub at the same time and get all of their speaking opportunities. And Hopefully join in the platinum level where we help you market yourself through social media, because I use my huge database of 65,000 to connect them to you over and over and over again to help you build your list, find new clients, and help you grow your database so that it's easier and easier to get booked. Please reach out to us if you have any questions. Our calendar has popped up at the bottom of this website. Choose what time works for you, and we look forward to chatting with you soon.